I think I left my colours, my silks, on your bedpost. Now, when you go into battle, you must wear my colours, my silks. You must wear your lady's colours, as you are mine now, Sir Knight. I sleep each night waiting in my lonely castle bed, waiting, forever waiting for you to come to me. I know you have your fortune to be made, and we shall wait many more months before your return. I can only look upon the handkerchief I have of yours and remember. You wiped your manhood with it. And I stole it to be my keepsake. I could have been found out if the other ladies in waiting had known that I had a lover and that I was no longer chaste. Then I could be cast out. Oh, you were ever the gentleman, though. You climbed the stone wall to tell me of your love. Oh, I followed you. I couldn't help myself. Oh, my ardour, my need for you. When I came to the encampment with Her Majesty's messenger, I slipped into your tent. When you finished your training and walked into the tent, you stopped dead in your tracks. I lay there on your bedding in only the gossamer scarf you now wear as your lady's colours. My long hair ripples down my shoulder over my erect pink nipple, down to the soft, downy hair of my quim. You let your mouth fall open as you hand left your sword. You rested your hand on your hips. I trembled there, unsure of your manner. Were you cross at my appearance? That I had come to you? Then your page called out. He was about to bring in your supper, but you strode to the tent entrance and took it from him, and bade him leave. He reminded you, though, that he had the water in the trough already for your bathing. You stood before me, still not saying a word, and you take off your tunic. I watched silently as I see your bare chest for the first time. I see the pale skin, the rounded, flexing muscles of your arms, and your sharp red nipples. The mud on your arms is dirty and brown, and there's dried blood on one hand. And you take the leather string belt that holds your breeches, and you let them fall. I saw thy manhood. I saw you as a man for the first time. And my face coloured with heat. Saw the way hairs swirl around your chest and your stomach. The whirling pattern that draws my eyes. And you saw me. You saw my body and its need to move. I sat clutching my bent legs. My grip tightened on my ankles. I felt my body changing. The first sign of my quickening tempers. Already my maiden form was turning me into a woman. Heat and wetness boiling up from my loins. Your stocky, strong leg muscles, covered in maddened bruises and thick hair. And the stout knees, the thickest muscle on your thigh. Oh, you and height are the men of my dreams. The men to win this fair maiden's heart. You're slack from the fatigue of your day. You show no sign of the changes I hoped for. But then you turn and walked back out. Oh. I hear the splashes of you being washed by your page and your squire. I have to come closer. I pad across the reeded floor. I need to watch. I need to see. To see as you are washed. To watch you being cleansed. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, God. You turn. You know I'm watching you. The page rubs your legs vigorously to take away the dried mud. And I look. You tell him to hurry. Then I looked further out to see there were several knights standing by their tents being washed by their squires. Tall men, strong legs, all naked in the evening. The evening light. All having their bidding done. I watched each as their shoulders were washed. The manhoods waving and moving before me. All shapes of men, all shapes of legs. Wide shoulders, narrow hips. I've never seen such variety. I was so curious of the way men differ. The linen cloth is used to dry off your wet limbs. I watch as the water drips from your cock. The trips made my body feel wanton, and I needed to touch myself. The need was so strong. Just then, the wind caused the heavy canvas to wave like a high flag aloft in the wind. My shape was noticed by your page, and I moved quickly away to hide. Your order was loud, and you told him to leave you. I gasp at the boom and the strength of your voice, trembling at my mischief, my impatience to know my night. You walk in and find me still, naked. See my red face, and my attempt to cover my breasts with my long hair, and my hands cover my bare cunny. You grab my arm and pull me. I feel your eyes burn on my skin. You gaze as you pull my hands away. You look at me. I've cast my eyes down in shame. But that's when you drag me to the bed. And you sit and push me over your knee. Oh! The hand that holds me down pressed my back. My breasts are heavy on your thighs. Oh, my Lord. Please. The hot pain was all I deserved for such behaviour. Hotter and hotter. The great pain, tears, run down my shame face. My Lord, I'm sorry for my disrespect, please. Please, my Lord. Your hand is stayed by my pleas. And then it rests on my heated skin. The rough calluses sting. I'm sorry. I will return to the castle, sir. But you didn't let me go, did you? Instead, you lift me like I was a feather and bade me kneel at your feet. Full of shame, I looked down at the woven reeded floor coverings. You took my chin and raised my face to yours. The tears that stained my cheeks clouded my eyes. So when I blinked, I was shocked to see your cheek also stained with two streaks. You tell me I'd risked terrible fate. Coming here, I could have been flogged. I would have been cast out. That I should be cast out for being such a harlot. Only peasants would have taken pity. Sorry, Sir Knight. Sorry, please. not my haste, my rush to be with my knight. I took no note of what consequence would result, please. Passion ruled my mind, and love could not wait. You stand up, towering over me, looking to the way into the tent, and you walk and look around. No one is approaching. All is normal. No one noticed us with the bustle of the camp. Make no other sound this night, you bid me. And I do not. I did not. Even when you took me in your arms and kissed me with the ardor I so wished to kiss you with. That next hour, you touched my body with every kiss a man can give. Long lingering ones, short, soft, and deep, sucking kisses, biting kisses of mad lust. At last, as I lay, the kisses all over me, you stop and touch gently between my thighs. You see the juices there, the soft swelling of my pinkness, and then you opened the very inner lips of me with your kissing tongue. I whimpered. I feel it even now. The kiss is deeper than all the others. Even those that left bruises and welts. I can hardly bear it. I'm laid by you and your hands open my legs. I feel your weight, your shoulders press. And the thick manhood I see has come to kiss me too. This kiss pains me more. Pressed and forced. But there is no sharp pain, just... just a sudden easing as I'm filled by my lord, my knight, my prince amongst men. Lord, I cannot help but pray as I'm taken. Lord God, the rest of that time is still a blur to me. You stayed in my body. You moved your great strength so gently. I felt the world around me shrink to a tiny white light of energy as my body was yours. And you ceaselessly made use of me. So now returned in darkness, I'm still yours. And I wait, as I will wait forever from you, for you. My lover. Oh, I wait again for you, Sir Knight. Oh.